North Korea is holding a state funeral today for its late leader, Kim Jong-il. The funeral caps days of official mourning since Kim's death of a heart attack on December 17th. The most prominent figure in the proceedings, other than Kim himself, is his third son and heir apparent, Kim Jong-un, thought to be in his late 20s. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Seoul, South Korea, where he's been reporting on these events. And Anthony, what's happening at the funeral?
The plan this morning is for a grand ceremony around the mausoleum of Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea. The plan is for a 24-gun salute by the military. There will probably be a procession. And at the very end of this, the body of Kim Jong-il will go into his father's mausoleum, be embalmed, and put beside his father's remains.
Anthony, you're reporting on this from Seoul, South Korea. Are any South Koreans attending this at all?
Actually not, Robert. The North has made this an internal affair, and they have not invited any foreign delegations to attend the funeral ceremony itself. However, they have invited all comers to pay their condolences ahead of the funeral. And the former First Lady of South Korea, the widow of former President Kim Dae-jung, who was the architect of the Sunshine Policy of Engagement with North Korea, was invited and did go to pay her condolences and just returned to Seoul after actually meeting with the heir apparent, Kim Jong-il's son, Kim Jong-un.
But I gather there are South Koreans who think that there really shouldn't even be any condolences paid to the North Korean leader.
That's correct. The two countries are, after all, technically in a state of war. And some people just don't see it as right to pay respect to a dictator who is responsible for what they consider to be acts of aggression against South Korea and the architect of a famine at home that killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people.
Anthony, do we know how much in control of things Kim Jong-un, the heir apparent, actually is?
Well, politics in North Korea are notoriously opaque, so it's very hard to tell exactly. What we do know is that over the weekend, the heir apparent, Kim Jong-un, took over major posts at the top of the ruling Workers' Party and the military. He's had to take them over quickly because he's only been groomed for leadership over the past 2 years or so since his father, Kim Jong-il, had a stroke. We know that he is probably not in total control, and that for some time he will be under the tutelage or mentorship of his uncle, Jang Song-taek, who also over the weekend came out wearing a general's uniform, confirming his power. He sort of came out from the shadows, you might say.
But there had been some concern that the death of Kim Jong-il might lead to instability in North Korea. That does not seem to have materialized. Why not?
It's possible that, this transition has been in progress for 2 years and that Kim Jong-il was able to purge enough and promote enough officials in order to secure his son's position. Then again, many people point out that we won't really see any infighting or crises until after this mourning period, which could be sometime next year.
It's NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking to us from Seoul, South Korea, about the funeral in North Korea today. Anthony, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Robert.